Hole in One, written by Catherine Aird and read by Bruce Montague.
Chapter 1. One Down. "Are they safe now?" asked Helen Yule anxiously. Ursula Millward peered forward, shading her eyes against the sun with her hand.
"Quite safe, I should say."
"Are you sure?"
"I don't know how far you can hit," responded Ursula with spirit, "but they're well out of my range already."
"That's a relief," said Helen. She turned to face her friend.
"Do I go first, or do you?"
Both women were standing beside their trolleys on the first tee of the Bearbury Golf Club. Ursula Millward put both her hands out of sight behind her back.
"Which is it in, right or left?"
"Left," said Helen Yule at once. The other player brought her hands back into view and opened them. There was a golf tee in the left one.
"All right, you go first then."
Ursula knew she should have said, "Your Honour," but it still sounded funny to her. And anyway, honour wasn't a word that came easily to mind when talking to Helen. Helen Yule carefully selected a number 2 wood club from her golf bag, pressed a brightly coloured plastic tee into the ground, and placed her ball on it. Taking a deep breath, she started to address it. After taking a couple of practice swings, she stopped, grounded her driver, and said again,
"You're quite sure I shan't hit them, Ursula, aren't you?"
"Quite sure," said Ursula, firmly.
She was right to be sure. Helen Yule needn't have worried at all about her drive from the first tee hitting the players ahead. Even though she managed to hit the ball at her first attempt, she did so with such a wild swing that she topped it badly. Her ball did no more than trickle off the tee and onto the fairway in front of it.
"I'll never, ever get it right," she wailed. "Ever, ever, ever."
"Bad luck,"
said Ursula immediately. She herself managed a rather better shot and knocked her ball nearly 100 yards down the fairway of the first hole. Ursula Millward might be the better player of the two, but she certainly wasn't the better dressed of the pair. From her stylish tam-o'-shanter headgear down to her elegant brown and white golf shoes via a check shirt and shorts of exactly the right colour and length, Helen Yule was perfectly accoutred for the game of golf. The fact that she could scarcely play the game was not nearly so important to her as looking the part.
"But," Helen was still protesting, "after my last lesson, Jock told me I was really beginning to get a good grasp of my swing."
"It'll come," said Ursula Millward laconically.
She refrained from remarking that all she had seen from the sidelines was the golf club professional, Jock Selkirk, getting quite a good grasp of Helen herself while trying to teach her that very same swing.
"Jock said that it's the way you take the club back that really matters," said Helen.
Her series of golf lessons from the club's professional had come well after she'd made her many purchases in Bearbury's best fashion shops, to say nothing of those carefully colour-coded items she'd bought in the pro's own shop beside the clubhouse. Even the numbered covers on her wooden clubs matched the muted shades of her outfit.
"I can well believe it," said Ursula dryly.
She had also noticed that it had been while the golf professional's pupil had been taking a practice backswing that her friend had appeared to be in most need of the man's assistance.